You're listening to a podcast from Victory. God redeems our past, gives us a new identity, and sends us on His mission. Learn more about this through Jacob's story in week 5 of our series, Awesome God.
Good morning po sa ating lahat, and welcome dito sa ating 9 a.m. online worship service. It's a great privilege po for me to preach here in our online service, and I'm Norman, one of your campus missionaries here in Victory Metro East. And we are now down to our last leg of our series entitled Awesome God. And I believe po that for the past 4 weeks, we've been amazed and blessed by how God is awesome in our lives. And as we conclude this series, allow me to share to you another attributes of God, and that is Him being Almighty. And we will be going to read our text today in the book of Genesis chapter 35, verses 9 to 15. God appeared to Jacob again when they came from Padan Aram and blessed him. And God said to him, "Your name is Jacob, no longer shall your name be called Jacob, but Israel shall be your name." So he called his name Israel. And God said to him, "I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply, and nation and a company of nations shall come from you, and kings shall come from your own body. The land that I gave to Abraham and Isaac, I will give to you, and I will give the land to your offspring after you." Then God went up from him in the place where he had spoken with him, and Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he had spoken with him, a pillar of stone. He poured out a drink offering on it and poured oil on it. So Jacob called the name of the place where God had spoken with him in Bethel. And as we're going to really focus on the almightiness of God, we will be focusing on the life of Jacob and his grandfather, Abraham. And if you notice here in our text, makikita natin po, no, that God was talking to Jacob in Bethel. And this is actually the second time that God reminded Jacob of his new name, Israel. And we can also notice here that in the whole Bible, this was the second account where God told to His people of Him being Almighty. Ang una po dyan, binanggit talaga ni God ang pagiging Almighty niya through Abraham. Yun po yung grandfather ni Jacob. And God Almighty, or the other term in Hebrew, it means El Shaddai. So may tatlo lang po akong observation, no, dito sa ating text. First is, God makes Himself known to His people. It says in chapter 35, verse 11, "And God said to him, 'I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply.'" The original Hebrew word for El Shaddai, it means God Almighty. And maybe to some of us, we know the meaning of it. We know what it is. Pero alam ba talaga natin yung tunay na ibig sabihin ng El Shaddai? And first, we could notice that He introduced Himself as El Shaddai in the life of Abraham, or yung pong lolo ni Jacob. We can see it in the book of Genesis again, chapter 17, verse 1. It says here, "When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, 'I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless.'" God introduced Himself to Abraham as omnipotent, almighty, or all-powerful. He revealed Himself as not just only mere God, but Almighty. This means He is powerful enough that He created the world by His words. His power is unmatchable, and no one can stop him. An almighty God who displays his power in all of his creation, God is mighty enough for everyone. And everything in this world keeps going because of his mighty power. And allow me to illustrate just some of the experience that I have. No? One of the experience that I have about a powerful, especially in nature. When I was in elementary, pagka summer break po namin, lagi po kami nagbabakasyon sa Cagayan. And I really love going to the river. Tapos biglang nagkayaan yung mga pinsan namin, yung mga second cousin namin, yung mga tito-tita namin, to go to this waterfall. And it was amazing because hindi naman siya ganun kalaki, it was just only a small waterfall. Pero malakas talaga yung agos niya, saka yung pag-fall ng tubig. So, I was encouraged and nayaya ako na pumunta sa gitna na may kasama. And dahil na-enjoy ko yung pag-stay sa gitna, I know how to swim and all of that, I felt like there's something wrong in my leg. Biglang nag-cramps yung paa ko. Because of the strong current of the water, I almost drowned. Muntik po akong malunod. Thank God for my cousins who were there who helped me. Nakatawag agad ako ng help. And imagine the power of that water. But that's just one of the waterfall in the world. But remember, when I was preparing for this preaching, I searched for one of the most powerful and beautiful waterfall in the world. And that is Victoria Falls. It was actually in Africa, in the Zambezi River, at the border between Zambia and Zimbabwe. It's one of the best waterfalls in the world at 5,604 feet wide and 354 feet high, with a flow rate of 38,430 cubic feet per second or 10 million of gallons of water per second. It forms the largest sheet of falling water on the planet. And I believe that if you could imagine with me the power of that Victoria Falls. And as we imagine the unmatchable power that God displayed in His creation, everything starts and ends in that power. Everything is being transformed and completed and sustained by that power. God is mighty, and not just only is powerful in the universe or in creating the world, but He is also powerful for everyone. But what amazed me with the encounter of Abraham and Jacob is that he introduced himself as Almighty to them personally. This means He alone can change, He alone can transform, and He alone can sustain us. And God is the one who can give us that power as well so that we can fulfill what God had called us to do. And as for Jacob, God commanded him to be fruitful and multiply. But before he even realized that command that God had gave him, one thing that we can observe again in this text is that God is the only one who can also give our a new identity. God gives His people new identity. We can read that in verse 10. It says, "And God said to him, 'Your name is Jacob. No longer shall your name be called Jacob, but Israel shall be your name.' So he called his name Israel." So the first time that God introduces himself as El Shaddai was with Abraham. Okay, we can read that again in Genesis chapter 17. And in here, upon the introduction of God as Almighty, God changes the name of Abram, which means exalted father, and he became Abraham, which means father of multitude. And in this encounter with Jacob, he again reminded him of his new name from Jacob, which means supplanter or deceiver, and it became Israel, that means he strives with God. So ito po yung pangalawang time that Jacob was told of his new name, Israel. Kaya yun ang meaning, kasi the first time was when Jacob was wrestled with the man of God by the waters. Maybe it was a reminder. Or maaring nakalimutan siguro ni Jacob of his new name that God gave him. Or it's just one of the repetitions that the Bible always has for emphasis. And just as God gave them new identities, when they came to personally know God, we as well, no, receive new identities when God revealed and introduced himself to us. Especially, no, bilang mananampalataya as believers, this is what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, behold, the new has come. In Christ, that's our new identity. We are new creation. That means that whatever past we may have been or we may have done, that is not our identity anymore. And only our awesome and almighty God can give us our identity, even at times we disobey Him. Even at times we disappoint Him. As for Abraham and Jacob, they didn't live a perfect lives. Hindi po sila nabuhay ng perpekto. I believe that there are still a lot of fault or mistakes that they have done after receiving these new identities that they have. But I want you to know that the identity sticks even though they commit mistakes. God knows their past, yet He still calls them. Yet, God has destined them for greatness and for His mission. And our future successes are not being determined by our past mistakes. So my prayer this morning, as you are being tuned in our online worship services, that let God define you and live out that God-given identity in you. Don't let your past, don't let your own circumstances, whatever circumstances that you are in right now, don't let that circumstances define you. Don't let other people as well define you. Don't let what the social media say, this is what you should be, this is what you are. Don't let those things. But let God define you. Because He alone can give us our new identity. And my prayer is that we will live in that. And God is Almighty, and He gives us new identity. And for my third observation in the verse that we read or for our text this morning is that, let me read to you first in Genesis 35 again, verses 11 to 12. And God said to him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall come from you, and kings shall come from your own body. The land that I gave to Abraham and Isaac, I will give to you, and I will give the land to your offspring after you. We can say that God gives a command and a promise. Kung mapapansin niyo po, here in our verse that we read in verse 11 to 12, I notice this, no? I want to highlight the word, I am God Almighty, be fruitful and multiply. This is a promise and a command. The promise to Jacob, now called Israel, is that he is God Almighty in his behalf. Which means that he is not God Almighty in general. When God introduces himself to Jacob as God Almighty, the context is that he will be fruitful and multiply. And he is God Almighty in relation to Israel. His almightiness is there for them. That's why he says it here. And this is the promise that enables the command. The command to be fruitful and multiply in numbers and his promise to them, a nation and a company of nations shall come from them, and kings shall come from them, and land will be given to them, and to their descendant is possible because of him being almighty. It's as if God is saying to Jacob that you can be fruitful and multiply because I am God Almighty. I am the covenant of your grandfather Abraham and your father Isaac. And if you will trust me as God Almighty, you can and you will be fruitful and multiply. I believe that it's an invitation for Jacob to trust him just like how his grandfather Abraham trusted God. And indeed, you know, the family of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob grew, and Israel became a nation. But the good thing about that is, God did not stop with Israel. He wants to extend his blessing to all nations. Simply saying, he chose one to choose all. He never played favorites. His almightiness is sufficient in all generation, and indeed, he is a multi-generational God. When God is speaking to Jacob about him being almighty, about Jacob and his family to be fruitful and multiply, I believe that what he's thinking is that he wants to bless the nations through the obedience of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And from the beginning, we could notice that the heart of God is to bless the nation. And I believe, Bono, that that is the mission of God. When he called out Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, his heart is to bless all the nations, and not just only Israel. We can read that in the first encounter of Abraham in Galatians chapter 12, verse 3. And in you, all the families, nations of the earth will be blessed. So when God first appeared to Abraham, he already established his covenant and laid down his heart to bless the nations of the world through one man, and nation. Therefore, we can say that we are the offspring of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Not because we are Jews, and most likely hindi naman po talaga because we are Gentiles, no? Pero dahil sa promise ni God, we are the offspring of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because of the faith that was authored and perfected by Christ. In fact, it says in Galatians chapter 3, verse 29, in Amplified Version, and if you belong to Christ, if you are in Him, then you are Abraham's descendants and spiritual heirs according to God's promise. We receive the promise because we become the true offspring of Abraham. And through us, God is blessing the nation. That it means that when you are in Christ, you are already part of the heir, the spiritual heir of Abraham. And this word is specifically then is telling to us that I am God Almighty, you can be fruitful and multiply. How could that be? By drawing everyone to Christ, by preaching the gospel. You know, as a movement, that is our very heart. That's why one of the our mission as a church or as every nation is that we exist to honor God by establishing Christ-centered, Spirit-empowered, socially responsible churches and campus ministries in every nation. That's why po, no, we send missionaries, we support missionaries in every nation because of this reality, that the heart of God is to bless the nations by demonstrating and preaching the gospel. And every time, okay, we preach the gospel, and every time we bless other people, we bless those who are in need, we demonstrate the gospel by helping other peoples, we are fulfilling the command of God to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to be fruitful and multiply. God's mission has always been to bless all nations. And God is going to use you and me, sons and daughters of Abraham, recipients of the promise, receiving end of the covenant. May it be through full-time ministry, if God is calling you for that. May it be through partnering with missionaries or working in different sectors of society or working abroad or even blessing the most basic unit of our society, families. I believe po, no, that everyone will lead to Christ is a fulfillment of this command with the promise, I am God Almighty, be fruitful and multiply. May our confidence to bless others, to preach the gospel, even at times mahirap, even at times hindi tayo makahanap ng tempo in preaching the gospel. May our confidence rest in this, that the God Almighty, El Shaddai, is with us every time we live out, every time we preach the gospel to other people. And I hope that the more that we see the commitment of God to His mission to bless the nation, the more that we want that mission to be ours also. It would not be easy, but the presence of the Almighty God and awesome God will be with us every step of the way. It says in Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20, and Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Di ba parang sinasabi niya dito sa verse na to, it's like God is telling, Jesus is telling to His disciples a parallel with what God told to Abraham and Jacob. It's like saying, I am Almighty God. Be fruitful and multiply. And the way that we will be fruitful and multiply is no other than by preaching the gospel, telling to them the good news of Jesus Christ. Because I that the gospel is the ultimate solution to any problems that we have. And may this give us confidence to demonstrate and preach the gospel because of the presence of our Almighty God. Allow me to leave with you with this thought. The Almighty God will cause us to fulfill His mission to preach the gospel to all nations. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful opportunity, Lord God, that you gave us, that you've shown through your word how powerful you are. And that power, Lord God, that you've shown is not just merely a power, Lord God, to be able to just leap us out from any circumstances that we have. But you've assured us that the power that you have will cause us, Lord God, to be a blessing to many nations. And I pray, Lord God, that as we live that out, may you be the one to empower us, Lord, to be a blessing to other people. May you cause our eyes to see those who are in need, first and foremost, with the gospel. And allow us, Lord God, to be with you, to be sold out in your mission to bless the nations, beginning in our family, in our community, in the nation, and even in the church. Maybe to some of us as well, you've been in a situation where you need the power of God. It's like you don't know how to be able to come back again from either loss or pain or because of sickness. I want to declare, may the power of God rest upon you. And may you be able to trust all the more of how powerful He is. May the Holy Spirit speak you in you to trust to Him because of His almighty power. And if you are here today and it's your first time, maybe you've been watching in our online service for some times already or many times or first time, and you don't have yet the relationship with Christ. You know, God wanted you to be part of His family. That's the reason why we proclaim the gospel. Because God commanded us to be fruitful and multiply, not in numbers, but spiritually. And if you are here and di mo pa ginagawa yung pag-surrender ng buhay mo in the Lordship of Jesus Christ, I want to encourage you. Surrender your life to Him and accept Him as your Lord and Savior. If that is your decision, pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you that you came here on earth. Thank you, Jesus, that you died on the cross. And I acknowledge that I have sinned against you. And now I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. Help me to live the life that you want me to live. In Jesus' name, in your name, amen. Now, if you sincerely pray that prayer, the Bible says that for as many as received Him, He gave them the power to become the sons of God. Please do message us here in our Facebook page because we really want to help you with your journey with God. Allow me to bless you as we end our service. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. thank you, Lord, for this whole preaching, Lord God, of your awesomeness. And I pray, Lord God, that as we live this out, Lord, you will continually amaze us and be with us all throughout the year and for the next years to come. May you bless your people. Allow us to be fruitful again this week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.